Hello and welcome to the long-awaited episode 3 of Commies. And I know it's been a long time since we have done one of these. I am trying my best for you guys, okay? Sometimes it just doesn't work out. It sucks. But new rule on the show. Someone that I know that I'll talk shit about, I'll just name them Dr. Dick, because they're dicks. And that's kind of why this podcast hasn't been recorded, because of fucking Dr. Dick. So if you're listening, fuck you. Alright, now, this episode, we're sitting down and watching Paranormal Activity 4. Yeah, fucking sucks. It's like a crotch punch to all the fans that actually made this series what it was. I don't know about you, but when I left the theater opening night, I had to put ice on my balls because I felt like Jason Blum and Oren Peli just used it as a punching bag. Without further ado, here we go. The long-awaited and delayed episode 3. Okay, and we are watching the theatrical cut. I have seen the unrated version, and you probably have the unrated version too. I hate it. I can't bring myself to just watch the unrated cut with a whole bunch of shit that I don't need to see. So, on three, press play for the theatrical version. One, two, three. Rated R for language and some violence and terror. That's where we're at. We're at the rating system. And there's Katie and Hunter. Like, we haven't seen them before. Carlsbad, California, September 2006.
Show Mommy what your Aunt Katie gave you.
What?
Wait, is it the box or is it the necklace?
And also
box. Box of shit.
Bye, Auntie. Bye, sis. See you soon.
On October 9th, 2006, Hunter Ray was abducted. Cool story, bro. Jeez. Oh, I like this. I'm gonna go and have fun with my baby. Here we go, here we go. Singing in a lullaby. Snaps the neck. Walking upstairs. Here we go. Boom! Bitch slaps her right in front of the camera. And then takes the baby. Now, this is the ending of Paranormal Activity 2, and you probably already know that. I liked it, so if anyone who doesn't like it and wants to, like, fucking kill me, come at me, because I liked it. I've liked everything. I'm a huge fan of this series, except Paranormal Activity 4. Katie and Hunter's whereabouts remain unknown. Until now. So now we start with a soccer game. Little Leagues. Yay. Side tackle him. Push him down. Come on, kids. Fight. Aw, help number 8 up, because I'm a good kid. And then there's that kid just alone. Staring at shit. And then he's gone. Well, continuity error.
I am going to squeeze your cheeks, because I'm the best sister in the world, apparently. Spinning around, spinning around, spinning around. Now, he has died. The dad has died. I think he died in post, when they were doing post-production. So, rest in peace, dude. Just wish your last movie was a bit better. Cool.
We were almost doing it a little while ago.
A cartwheel. Why are they filming this shit? It's Paranormal Activity, not Gymnastics Do Cartwheels Activity. Just walking by himself. Why are they just filming everything? Like, front door open. And now we got the wannabe version of Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
It's not a party, it's just like a kickback.
This is the worst party I've ever seen. Let's all just play Connect and eat Cheetos. Because this is a... and pizza. Where's the booze? Why doesn't this guy just come out and say it? Let's fuck.
More comfortable.
This couch just in general is more comfortable. Mm.
What is it?
Is it too much? Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
Here we go outside or something. Show me around. Give me a little tour.
Show me around? What? They've been dating. Yeah. Thought they were dating for a while, not...
late. Catch some air.
We are. Can you see? This is the playhouse, otherwise known as my castle.
Your castle.
That's where I reign.
You have a castle? Is your crown up there?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. We should go.
I have to be rescued. Can you come save me?
What?
That is the worst pickup line ever. Can you come save me? Jesus.
Oh, you know what?
No,
I actually found
it, so. Oh, yeah? Yeah, so
you're on your way. This is actually a lot dirtier than I was expecting.
Yep, dirty as shit. And there's the rope.
There's just shit everywhere.
Boom!
Wow, dude.
Freaky ass kid that nobody knows. Sandals and socks. Cool. So, do possessed demons live in, like, nice houses with gates? Thanks for cock blocking you. Well, guess what? You're gonna. He's gonna get cock blocked a lot more in this movie. And she sucks at guitar, but hey, who cares? Cause it's a movie. Looking at the background, we got Fun, Think Pink.
Yes, like the
Oh, now we got... Okay. It's the Skype conversation. Yes.
I'm going to go. This chat's done, and I'm going to go make a snack downstairs.
Cool.
Take me with you. Take you with me.
Jesus.
Yes, take me with you. God, you're
so mean. So, just a quick booby. Really.
So, if I was like, yeah. Oh, wait, you look.
I don't think my mom got me.
What did she say? If you're home, I have to go to Mexico. That blows.
Mexico sounds really
good. It sucks because I have to sleep in my grandpa's bed with my grandpa, and he's like massive father.
Well.
It's like airy.
I guess, I don't think your grandpa will cock block you, though. And now we got the sirens.
Are you right?
No, I think it would be cool if they showed, like, Demon Katie getting taken away in a hospital, just flapping around. That would be awesome. No, no, no!
What?
Here he comes.
Oh my god, I love this kid.
What's the thing around his neck? It's like, hey guys, what's up? I'm back. There's the chandelier that will be back in the. he's a robot. He just sticks his hands out and goes, hey, let's hold hands and have fun.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
He's just gonna stay with us? Yeah. He doesn't have any relatives.
I really want to know how they came about that, because it's like...
It's really nice, but we don't even know that.
Exactly. You don't even know them, but... But it's okay. He's a kid that keeps coming into our fucking yard.
You need
a toothbrush. What the fuck is a special fork?
We have forks here, Robbie. Careful. Is this 100 years old, too? Yeah. That is a very expensive fork, too.
It's a very expensive fork.
It's all future. Oh, be in my room.
Jesus. Hey, and there's a laptop.
I think he's finding you.
Why are you filming everything? I'm gonna film my mom. Now we're back to Skype. Really? They're not really fighting because you haven't shown us any of the fighting. Really?
Honestly, they're probably just going through a phase. My parents go through phases all the time when they're like each other and they're on the same line.
No, they don't
know. They're going through a phase.
I'm sure it's just a phase, you know
what I mean? I'll be back.
Probably gonna get, wait, where are you going?
I'm just gonna leave you hanging again. And here's where we all scan the screen going, oh my god, what's going on? What's going on? What's going to happen? And wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Attention. Boom! Surprise! It's me again! Real scary kid.
Weirdo. It's like midnight. What is he doing in my kitchen?
Seriously. A jump scare when I jump on the bed? Cool. Yes. Well, first of all, why does she leave her Skype on when she's sleeping? And there's the kid.
Hey, baby, what's up? Let me slide in there for you. Let me sleep with you.
Yeah. He's trying to cop a feel. What?
You know, I didn't want to tell you this because it'll freak you out, but something else happened.
This movie's other title, which was created by the Foy Wonder, called House of a Thousand Laptops. Yeah. You see, the mother's got common sense. A camera again. Jeez. It came in my bed. Yeah. Now just leave the camera down as we're just gonna talk while my mom just makes some whatever. Inappropriately large. Now we're back in the treehouse. You cannot see him. Hey, what's up, Dad?
What's up, Mr. Nelson? What's up, guys?
Yeah, again with the fucking camera. Well, I'm playing with my friend, duh, asshole. Yep. And Paranormal Activity 4 was brought to you by Kinect and Xbox. By the way, speaking of Xbox, have you guys played Tomb Raider yet, the new one? It's fucking amazing. One of my favorite games in the last, 4 years, probably. It's amazing. Go get it. Kinect alien shit. Now, does that actually work? I've heard it does. So, if anybody has tested it out after they got home from the theater of seeing this movie, let me know if it works. Space dance party. And now we got Rob Zombie's Dracula playing. Which is, I think it's just like, hey! We worked on the Lords of Salem, so we can use Rob Zombie's shit. Which, I think that comes out April 29th. Yeah, cool. Toby.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Looks like he was looking at it.
Yeah. Maybe Maybe he's like broken or something. Oh, that is just... That is weird. Please put this on YouTube.
No.
I'm telling you, you can't fake it.
Night number one, November 6th, 2011. 3:02 a.m. Jesus. I hear noises too. I don't get up and start filming shit. It would be awesome if she went, my parents are sleeping and they're doing it, and she gets it on camera and is scarred for life. That would make this my favorite movie of 2012. That happened. Oh, Robbie's out. And we got that. Connect dots.
Robbie? Are you okay?
Let me just pan around. I couldn't sleep.
Can you tell me who you were talking?
Yes, you were, you dumb fuck. Now tell me.
Who was that? Robbie, what was that?
Starts running. Then we got footsteps. And then it goes cut. And we're back to the laptops.
You see that?
I swear, the budget was funded by Apple and Microsoft.
This is what I've been trying to tell you.
What the fuck is
that? I don't know.
Have you showed anybody
else?
No. It's the Flash.
No, that's not a good thing. You guys.
Dad. Dad, come here.
Family dynamics. Family bonding. You see this? This kid? Yeah. He's a fucking demon child, man. We gotta do shit.
What is that?
What is it?
That is awesome. Yeah, you guys are like
creepy.
Consistently impressive with these videos.
Dad, that's not awesome. It's completely creepy.
I can't even work my cell phone and you guys are like, does he think this?
Jeez. Stereotypical old people. And I said stereotypical. I know a number of old people that are actually great with technology. Oh my god.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, stay in bed, you fuck. Oh man. Fuck those duck faces. I just don't understand them.
What? You keep breaking up. Duck face? Wait.
I don't like that. Boom! No? My god. Man, is it... Did they rip off Quarantine? Because that would have been... That would have been cool if she just got dragged down, like Katie. Because I thought that was what was going to happen, as they showed in the commercials. But nope. You can stay with me, of course. You can stay with me.
Yes, it happens. All chats.
Yeah, I'm a tech whiz. I can do it to other computers. Yep, laptops. House of 1,000 laptops. Man, this guy's awesome. I'm just gonna sit back, watch, I don't know, sound like Rambo. So we'll go with Rambo. Watch Rambo, drink beer, and eat Cheetos. Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Jeez. I think she's, how old is she? Is she like 16? The Catherine... Oh, something, I don't know. Night number 3, November 8th, 2011. What were you doing during November 8th, 2011? And there's a cat. Cool. A fucking cat. Now I'm just gonna sleep. So we see the girl sleeping. We are at the part where it's night number 3. And we have the Robbie character going down the stairs. Well, not down on the lower bunk. There's Robbie again, just taking his own tour of the house. Gonna open the fridge, grab some Teddy Grahams. Oh, now he's got a friend. Quick, run! Tag, you're it. I'm gonna run around the house at 3:30 in the morning. How come it's... Oh, okay, never mind. It's the mother. Jeez. You want to watch? Front door open, back door open, gets a lot. Front door open. Back door open. Oh, cool. Basketball goes bouncing down. Oh, man. Abby, are you home? This one, just come home from school. Gotta put my bag in. Gotta go through the beaded room. Now, if you lost, or you guys, or you don't know where we are, I am at the part where she's sitting down now, and, she's just laying on her bed. And now she's shouting for her mom. So, I'm not saying anything. You want to know why? Because there is nothing going on in this fucking movie. No. Except they're going, hello, hello. And bang. Just a light bang. And there's a trail of toys, just conveniently placed for her to walk into Robbie's room. Just walking. What's behind the door? Well, there's that. What the fuck is that on the doorknob? And the train goes. A jump scare through Thomas the Train. There's the fucking cat. And boom. Chandelier drops. Robbie, it's all your fault. Night number 6. About time. And then we got the Kinect going, which is... Does the Xbox have to be on for the Kinect? Because if it does, that fucking Xbox is going to red ring. Oh, cat scare. Fucking cat. Jesus. There's a bunch of cars there, so I'm gonna go check it out at 2 in the morning. Did she, like, program her alarm or something? Oh, it's 2 a.m. Time to go over to possessed Katie's house. This is kind of... Now, I do like this scene. I do. Hi. I think that's a good jump scare. When she's just like, hi. And it's like, motherfuck, what the hell? But I will give it props for that. And here's our Shining reference. Kid riding along in the house on his big wheel. Look at me! Fuck you, kid. I hope you, like, lose your front wheel and do a face plant. That would have been the best. Go around it. The chair just got pulled in front of him. Go around. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't even know what to say about this fucking movie. It's just And you're probably wondering why I'm ripping on the movies. Like, you're probably wondering why I if you don't like it, why the fuck did you buy it on Blu-ray? Well, here's the thing. I like Orn. I think he is a master of his craft when he's on his game. I like Chernobyl Diaries. I loved fucking Insidious. Jason Blum, the producer, I like him too. He's amazing, except for Dark Skies and fucking this movie. He has done some pretty good shit. Sinister, you know what? People give me shit because I didn't like it. I mean, I did like it, but you know what? That was number two on the best on my best of 2012. And now the room is a mess. Mom's getting so mad. She's gonna drown us. She's gonna ground us all. Well, he doesn't like you? Well, I don't like you either, so... I'm gonna get up. And I'm gonna walk downstairs, because this is fucking interesting. I am having a blast with this. Yeah. Hey guys, what are you guys doing on a laptop? Downloading some porn?
Wait, can I talk to you?
See, when I have nightmare, I haven't had a good. You know what? I want a nightmare. I want a good nightmare.
Robbie. You can tell me, I don't like the way that when your friends around
won't
talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Sorry, that was my email. Got an email from someone, so.
This is the video from when I called him and she said, wait, pause. Okay.
Oh, no.
Right there.
What?
Look at that.
This?
Yeah.
Cool, he drew it in the sand.
Yes.
It looks like a triangle with a circle.
No shit.
No, it's not scribbled on his back. It's the same symbol.
It's a circle and a triangle. It looks like
this. It obviously means something.
Yeah, it's shapes.
It means something. I don't know what.
That's.
Try it. Yeah.
Okay.
Holy shit.
The Hexusac symbol of the Philip often present in sacred.
Wait.
Order for the building to enter the house, the high tides, the rotation has to be
Oh, wow. They looked it up on the internet. So it's like...
Affirmation.
Because, you know, when the kids get up at, like, 2 and 3 a.m. and start talking to their imaginary friends, it's demonic.
You're
fucked. Yeah, cool. Shut the fuck up and eat that sandwich, you bastard. What the fuck? This scene was kind of cool. But it just didn't deliver. It just didn't. I'm pissed at that because it's a fucking cool scene. It's under your bed, you fuck. Jeez. What do you want? There goes the knife. There's a cooking show, so it's like talking about peppers. Cool. And now we're all sitting down, eating dinner. So I'm just gonna stare at the camera while the other kid just plays with fucking trains and shit. Oh, man. Project Gotham Racing. You're my best friend. You little fucks. Fucking Prius, huh? And then this, right now, they are entering the house.
Wyatt.
Of,
Is anybody home?
You know.
Wyatt.
Hey guys, what's up? In a haunted house. Whoa.
Hello. It's Alex from across the street.
That's her name.
Is anybody home?
I just got her name.
Guys? Guys, come on. You're not supposed to be in here.
And there's Katie.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were home yet. Oh, fine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. The most awkward thing. Okay. Thanks. Well, isn't that a bad babysitter? Taste test. How come nobody saw the knife? Like, I know, like, what? It just sticks up there? Night number 9, November 14th. And there's the dad just sitting there again watching some Rambo. See, has that knife been up there for a couple days? Nobody fucking looked up and go, oh, that's fucking weird. Like, it's a cool scene and everything. Well, it's a cool idea. I just don't think it amounts to a goddamn thing. Like, it's a good tension builder, but that's about it. And there's the knife. So you went from... And you, so let me see, in this Paranormal Activity timeline, you go from Paranormal Activity 2, when the fucking scene when everything just comes down, then to 3, where they drop the whole fucking kitchen down, and now you go to a knife. Wow. Christopher Landon, Paranormal Activity 5 better blow us all out of the water. Yeah, I feel your pain. I'm adopted too. Night number 10, November 15th. Door opens. Ooh. Nothing's happening. Like, I know the Paranormal Activity franchise is good for, like, nothing happening, but at least there's some tension. Here, there's nothing. And, yeah, it hurts, definitely, because I'm a huge fan of this franchise. And then there's, well, let's just go with Toby. Because I think that's Toby. Sorry, another email. I'll get that fixed the next time. You see... They should make a movie about the possessed Kinect. I'd pay good money for that shit. Yes, it is. I swear to God, if they fucking go back and then explain Hunter's backstory, I will be livid. Like, no tomorrow.
Hey guys. Wait, where'd Robbie go? What are you guys talking about?
SpongeBob. A Halloween episode, so. So it's kind of fitting, I think. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking about, like, doing this one, doing this scene of a kid in the bathtub. Because I felt awkward in the theaters. I even still feel awkward watching it. The house of 1,000 laptops. Two minutes. A new fucking cat. Now, did they... I think they must have borrowed this from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Yep, and he goes under. Yep. You wait for him to rise. So what happened to him under the water? I don't know. Well, that's good parenting. Give your kid sleeping pills. Jesus. Well, here's how you do it. You take gravel, okay? And you crush it up. And you put it in water. I think it's water soluble. Put it in a yogurt. Give someone yogurt. In about half hour to an hour, they'll be out. I don't know. I don't recommend doing it, and nor do I condone it. I just know how to do it.
You're gonna fucking drug our daughter and not ask me? Has to go through me first, says the dad. There goes the covers, and let me use my telekinesis powers on ya. Oh shit, I really gotta go to the washroom, but I can't pause it. Fuck. The shit I do for you guys. I'm rising up. Oh, that... She's gonna have back problems. And then... Wait for it... Oh. Get up, you gotta go to school. School's fun. I'm not going to school. Fuck that. I got paranormal shit to do. Apparently. Fuck. This. I'm gonna walk in. I just, oh man. See, my family told me I was adopted just so I'd know. Not to be mean or anything. You gotta come over.
I'm sorry. I can come over to the room and get a solution to the problem.
Oh, this seems... I don't even know. It's just... Yeah, me too. I hate this fucking house too. Guys, door open. That'd be annoying. A security system that says everything. Garage door open. Ugh. Okay. Now, this is the garage scene. Now, let's make some shit clear. There are windows on the fucking, well, there's Katie. Now, there are windows on the garage door. So, she could have easily just jumped up with a crowbar or something and broke the fucking windows. But that involves the writers thinking. And apparently they don't think. They're mind-numbing. Just like this movie. Almost ready for what? Yeah, and then she starts going crazy. See? It's... Oh. That would get it. It's annoying as hell when you're seeing this in theaters. Boom. The level of carnage in this film is crazy. I'm not crazy. They think I'm crazy. Yep, I'm ready. You just destroyed the garage. Let me take you out for dinner. So cat runs away, cool. What? Oh shit. I'm sorry. I forgot. I thought I was charging this fucking thing. Gotta save the podcast.
Must save it.
Gotta charge it. Yes. Okay. I have saved it. Alright. So now we have her just... Katie walks in. She's in the bedroom now, doing her thing. Fuck this movie. I don't even... Can't even believe they actually... Yeah, just... I love this one. I like this part. And wait for it. Boom! She goes out. And just flops. Which is kind of funny. Honey, imagine if the dad walked in. Honey, I'm home. Splat. Open.
Alice? It's me. Been trying to call you all day.
And then I'll just walk into the break into my girlfriend's house.
So pull it up on your computer. Call me back.
Boom! Again, with those loud-ass noises.
Hello? Alex!
Jesus Christ, man. Hey guys, where you guys still here? I just took a Pepsi from the fridge, is that okay? Jesus. Gonna look in here. There's Katie. And then she goes all hitman and hides the fucking body. And we are in the third act. Well, not third act, but like, we're almost at the end, guys. What's in there? It's a dead body. Just socks her in the fucking face. Now she's screaming for Dad. Gets thrown around. Why is she just automatically just goes to pick up the camera? It Dad, you there, Dad? Taped up with window.
Wait!
Wait!
Where are you? Wait! Oh my god!
And then there's Katie. She turns into Satanic Kool-Aid Man. All hell starts to break loose. Boom! Whole bunch of crazy ass witches. And then Katie bites the camera. And then that's it. Yep. Real good, guys. Chad Feeman, who wrote the story. Aaron. You guys gotta pick it up, okay? Alright, I'm actually gonna go ice my balls now because they, as always, they used them as a punching bag and it hurts very much. And cut. That's a wrap on Paranormal Activity 4. Now, I hope you enjoyed that episode because I enjoyed ripping on it. Well, not really. I found it boring as fuck, and I tried my best to do my best. And, well, there's something I want to talk about. Nah, no. Getting off my chest. relationships and shit. Like, you know, another reason why this podcast hasn't been being recorded earlier was, well, I haven't been sleeping good. I haven't been sleeping good or feeling that great either. And, you know, I think it's because it's been a year since I've gone out of rehab and all that shit. But yeah, I just want people to know that no matter what you're going through, you'll find a way out. You know, I'm okay, you're gonna be okay, and we're all gonna be okay. And come, Shockstock, London, Ontario, if you're in the area. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna be there. Make sure you come and see me. We'll all have a great weekend. And as always, I'll see you at the movies.